previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
I want the invention. I don't have it, but Damon does. And you're gonna get it for me.
I'm not gonna give the device to Isabel so she can give it to John, who's gonna turn around and kill me.
But it'll be useless. Bonnie can take the spell off.
Elena gives Isabel a compass.
You took a risk with Damon. How did you know that he was going to give it to me? Because he's in love with you.
Damon glances at Stefan.
I couldn't do what she wanted me to do. It wasn't right. But when Elena finds out, she's never going to forgive me.
Elena looks into a mirror. Her hair is styled in ringlets. She laces up a corset, then ties the laces on her old-fashioned shoes. In a wide purple tie, Stefan does up the buttons on a dark green waistcoat. Elena ties a sash around her waist. Stefan shrugs his shoulders as he puts a dark jacket on over his waistcoat. Elena puts a necklace on.
This dress hurts. Suck it in, baby.
Jenna helps Elena to get ready at home. Stefan leaves his mansion. Outside the school, Carol marches around among students in their parade costumes.
This lineup is all wrong. The marching band should be in front of the historical society. Matt, time to get on your float. Boys, I asked you to put the chairs on the founder's float. Ladies, time to get on your float.
Look at you.
All retro.
What are you doing here?
Why wouldn't I be here? Bonnie deactivated the Gilbert invention.
Isabel's gone.
And it's Founder's Day.
I'm here to eat cotton candy and steal your girl.
Don't start with me, Damon.
Oh, you started it, Stefan, with that whole I'm insecure, leave Elena alone speech. I'm just enjoying that.
As long as you heard it.
Wait, huh? What? You have no sense of humor, Stefan.
Actually, I just have no sense of Damon humor.
Damon humor? Hey, look. I get it. I'm the better, hotter, superior choice. And you're scared now that Catherine's out of the picture that I'm gonna turn all my attention to Elena. But don't worry. Elena is not Catherine.
You're right. She's not.
Damon, who wears an open-necked black shirt, spots something over Stefan's shoulder. In his old-fashioned suit, Stefan looks round. Elena walks across the grass in her old-fashioned mustard yellow dress, which narrows at the waist and widens as it reaches the ground. Both brothers watch her approaching. Stefan smiles. Damon stares wide-eyed. Spotting them, Elena smiles and curtsies. In thin white letters, The Vampire Diaries. Jeremy throws on a grey War of Independence uniform in his bedroom at home. He spins round. Anna's there.
Anna!
She does up his jacket.
Look at you.
I know, it's stupid, huh? Part of the parade. But how are you? I've been so worried, and I feel awful.
Why? You didn't kill my mother. Your uncle did.
Are you sure it was him?
Who else would have done it?
He doesn't understand, Anna. It's who he is. He hates all vampires. He's just doing what he thinks is right.
Are you defending him?
No. No way. It's just, I do understand where he's coming from. He's convinced all the tomb vampires want revenge on this town, and he's trying to protect it.
They do want revenge. Or at least they did. That's why we separated from them. My mom wasn't after revenge. She just wanted her life back. I have to get out of this town, Jeremy.
You're leaving?
She nods.
I've been thinking. You could come with me. I could turn you. I mean, you said you wanted me to. Here. It's my blood. If you die with it in your system, you'll come back.
Anna.
I know you. What it's like for you. Being alone, always feeling empty inside. No one to understand. But when you're a vampire, you don't have to feel that way. You can shut it off. I can show you how.
Wanted to. I did.
He looks down at the small phial of blood in his hand.
I don't think I can. Sorry.
He turns. Anna is gone. Elena frowns at Stefan outside the school.
John? Is that even possible?
Well, there's no proof, but he dated Isabel when she was a teenager, and he was the one who brought her to your dad's office for the delivery.
My whole life, I've never liked this man.
I'm sorry. I wanted to tell you before Damon dropped it on you in some typically inappropriate way.
No, I'm happy that you told me. I really hope that it's not true. What am I supposed to do? Do I just confront him and say, are you my biological father?
I guess when you're ready.
I'm never gonna be ready. Stefan, I haven't had problems with the family that I actually care about. Jeremy hates me, and why wouldn't he? My journal gave him every single reason to.
He's just hurt. He's confused.
He's never gonna forgive me for Vicky, for taking away his memory, for lying to him.
He's your brother. He'll forgive you. Just give him some time.
Say cheese!
Oh, wait, hide your cast. It's not era appropriate.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I want one with Bonnie now.
Okay. Here, I can take it.
Tyler takes the camera.
I'll be on the float.
I said I was sorry.
You made out with his mother and then you beat him to a pulp. You're gonna have to do a little bit better than sorry.
She walks away.
Jeremy, I was wondering where you were. You look great. You guys did a really great job on the float.
Go away, Elena.
Jeremy, come on, please. I don't want it to be like this between us.
Why don't you have Damon erase my memory again? Then I could go back to being your in-the-dark little brother.
Jer, please.
Just don't. You can't fix this that easily. Something like this doesn't just get fixed.
Jeremy turns and walks away. The parade is in full swing. Locals line the pavements.
Let's give a big hand to the Mystic Falls High School Marching Band. Yeah! And for a little local history, Mr. Saltzman's students have recreated Virginia's Battle of Willow Creek.
The float rolls past. Tyler waves to the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our stunning Miss Mystic Falls Court and their handsome escort.
Elena and Stefan are on the float with a beaming Caroline and Matt, who wave to the crowd.
This is Caroline Forbes, Miss Mystic Falls.
Bonnie smiles amongst the crowd.
Be beautiful.
Elena spots Bonnie and waves to her. Bonnie smiles warmly and joins in the applause. Damon steps in front of her and smirks at Elena. He offers a delicate wave. Elena looks a bit uncomfortable and glances round at Stefan. Damon arches his eyebrows, then turns to look at Bonnie.
What do you want?
Just watching the parade. Where are you going?
Away from you.
I want to say something to you.
Just leave me alone.
Thank you. The device that Emily spelled could have killed me. I don't take what you did lightly, so thank you.
I did it for Elena.
I know that, but I'm still very grateful. And I owe you.
He looks down at her with a sincere frown.
Enjoy the parade.
The football team rides by on hay bales dragged by a tractor.
Let's cheer for the Mystic Falls High School football team! All right, let's show them our support, everybody!
In the darkened doctor's office, John shows Mayor Richard Lockwood a device in a wooden box.
This is the key. Once inserted, the device will be activated. It will work only once for an estimated time of 5 minutes.
Yeah, so how does it work?
It's a high-pitched frequency that humans can't hear. Any vampire within a 5-block radius will be incapacitated, exposing them. At that time, the sheriff's V5 deputies will inject them with vervain and bring them here, where we'll finish them off.
And you're certain they're attacking tonight?
I had a source. One of the vampires from the tomb, he confirmed the attack.
Everybody listen up. Plan stays the same. We wait till the fireworks start. Until then, we blend in. Stay a part of the celebration. They'll never see us coming.
They want revenge for what our ancestors did in 1864, which makes us their targets.
This area here is the stage, and this is where the founding families are gonna be. Any questions?
Taking an enormous risk.
Talking about our families, John.
Someone arrives at the vampire's hideout across town.
Anna, what are you doing here?
This is the only way to draw them out and kill them. All of them.
As the parade dies down, Elena arrives at the Mystic Grill in cardigan and jeans. Damon spots her and walks over to greet her.
I like you better like this. Period look. It didn't suit you.
Is that an insult?
Actually, Elena, it is a compliment of the highest order.
Look, I know Stefan is worried about our friendship.
Did he mention something to you, too?
No, did he mention something to you?
No. Nothing worth repeating.
So I think you should stop with the flirty little comments and that I thing that you do.
What I think?
He bats his eyelashes and flashes a smile.
Don't make me regret being your friend. Okay.
Damon nods. She spots Jeremy munching some snacks at a table nearby and goes over to him.
I don't believe that we can't fix this. I lied. I was wrong. But you're my brother, dear. And I love you, and I have to fix it. So just tell me, what can I do?
Go to hell, Elena.
Jeremy stands up and heads out of the Mystic Grill. Elena turns to watch him go. As Jeremy walks past him, Damon narrows his eyes. Jeremy heads through the milling crowd outside. Damon wanders along after him.
From now on, don't talk to your sister that way.
So what, you gonna kill me just because I hurt Elena's feelings?
Cut her some slack.
She erased my memories.
No, I did. She was protecting you.
That wasn't her call to make.
As he turns, Damon grabs him.
Let go of me before I cause a scene.
You'd be unconscious before you even got a word out.
Let him go.
Stefan stands between them.
You alright?
Yeah.
What my brother is trying to say is, don't blame Elena for this. Damon turned Vicky. I killed her. She was a threat to you, and she was a threat to your sister. I'm sorry that it happened. I wish that it hadn't.
You shouldn't have made me forget.
Jeremy goes.
Good cop, bad cop. I like it. What are you doing? It's being a punk.
Elena's relationship with her brother is none of your business, so stay out of it.
Oh, there's only one do-gooder hero role available.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Get over yourself. We both know that you're not doing this for the right reasons.
See, there you go with that little jealousy act again. What are the right reasons, Stefan? I mean, enlighten me.
Well, see, Damon, it's only real when it comes from your desire to do the right thing for nothing in return.
Right.
Yeah, and I know that that is an entirely foreign concept to you. I completely understand how you wouldn't get it.
In Sheriff Forbes' office.
You want to use our town as bait? It's too dangerous. It's insane.
We've gone over the plans with your deputies. They're all on board.
You've gone behind me?
Yeah, because we knew this is exactly how you'd react.
Our children are here.
Liz, we need to do this. We have no choice. This is the reason for the Secret Council. Our founding fathers created the Secret Council for just this purpose.
In uniform, Forbes stares levelly at John as Richard looks on.
I'm the sheriff. It's my call. And I say no.
Richard, let me speak to the sheriff alone.
He nods and walks out of the room.
John, you're not thinking clearly. I'm not going to change my mind about this.
As Forbes turns around, John punches her in the back of the head. She falls to the floor, out cold. He reaches down and removes her gun belt, then drags her across the room and handcuffs her to a pipe by the fireplace. Night. The town square is decked with fairy lights. Locals enjoy the party atmosphere. Damon wanders through the crowd and turns to find Anna behind him.
You're still around?
She scans about, then leads him to a quiet spot.
There's something you need to know. The vampires from the tomb are planning an attack tonight.
How do you know this?
I went to them. They think I'm with them, but I'm not. They want the founding families dead.
When is this supposed to happen?
When the fireworks start.
John Gilbert wants to use that invention on them.
Wait, then we can't be here.
It doesn't work. It's been deactivated.
Well, then a lot of people are gonna die.
Where are they right now?
They're already here, Damon.
On the street corner nearby.
Remember, we don't know which of them ingest Vervain. It's not about the feed. It's about the kill. You know what to do.
The vampire gang fan out across the road on their way towards the busy square.
Rick.
Yeah?
Come here. You keep those nifty little vamp weapons in the car?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Because this square is crawling with two vampires, I think we might need a stake or two.
Yeah, got it.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Hey.
What are you doing?
Saving your life. 15 words or less. Tomb vamps are here. Bounty families are the target.
Get her out of here. Now.
Wait, where are you going?
It's more than 15 words, Stephen.
Wait, Jeremy's out here somewhere.
Let's go find him, come on.
At the Mystic Grill, Matt's with Caroline. He frowns over at Tyler playing pool.
There's this time, freshman year, when Bonnie and I were in a fight, and we swore that we would never talk again.
Caroline, give it a rest.
Richard enters and speaks to a cop.
Thanks.
He walks over to Tyler, who eyes him darkly.
What are you doing here? I told you to go home.
I decided not to.
If I tell you to do something, you do it. Get off me.
Mayor, is everything okay?
Richard glances at Caroline and Matt.
Please, Tyler, I need you to go home now. Take your friends with you.
But why? What's going on?
I can't explain. All of you need to get home now. Please.
Yeah, okay.
Here. Take my car. It's out back. Well, Caroline, Matt, go with him.
Looking surprised and a little confused, the three of them leave. Jeremy comes out of the bathroom.
Anne, what are you doing here? My uncle could see
you. I don't care about that. I needed to find you. Come here.
On stage outside.
For 150 years, Mystic Falls has been the kind of town that everybody wants to call home. Safe, prosperous, welcoming. And we have the founders to thank for that. That's why I'd like to dedicate this evening's fireworks display to their legacy.
Amongst the applauding crowd, the tomb vampires glower at the stage. Their leader, Mike, paces, frowning. Richard nods to a deputy who talks into his radio.
Get in position.
A cop leaves the doctor's office. John has the device there.
Enjoy the show!
Trails of bright light streak into the night sky above the clock tower.
Stay close.
Mike keeps a track of Richard as he walks off stage with wife Carol. Bonnie brushes past Mike.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
She watches him walk away and frowns. Stefan and Elena hurry through the square. Damon arrives at the doctor's office, where John prepares the device.
Do you have any idea what you've done?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do.
John twists the key in the device. Damon grabs his own head, grimaces, and sinks to his knees.
Stefan, what's going on? What's happening?
My head.
What?
My head.
What's wrong?
Stefan also drops. Anna grabs her head. Jeremy holds her up. Mike falls. John prepares a syringe. A cop injects Mike in the crowd. In Richard's car, Tyler grimaces.
What the hell is that?
What's the matter?
That noise. Wait, what noise? Oh! Whoa.
Tyler! Tyler!
Dude, hey! Come on, wheel!
He loses control of the car and crashes. Elena comforts Stefan by the curb near the square. A cop heads over.
Hey, I got this one. There's one over there. Take this. Go. Go. Go.
I don't know what happened. He just dropped.
Yeah, he's not the only one. Cops are grabbing everyone who's gone down, injecting them with Vervain.
What?
Yeah.
They're rounding up the vampires.
Please help him. He just went down.
Is that the mayor?
Richard.
Is he all right?
Hey, I got one.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, leave her alone. Hey. Anna, what are you doing? Hey, leave her alone.
A cop injects Anna and drags her out of the bathroom in the Mystic Grill. Another cop holds Jeremy at bay. In the doctor's office, John takes the key out of the device and puts it in a compass case, then shuts the wooden box. He walks through a doorway and heads down to the office's basement. The cops drag the vampires into the basement. Damon's eyes flicker open.
The device is done. The only thing keeping them down is a vervain. We don't have much time. Let's finish this.
They pour petrol on the vampires. Anna grabs hold of John's ankle.
Anna. You can head up. I'll take it from here.
The cops go upstairs. Damon watches groggily as John pulls out a stake and holds it over Anna's chest. She shakes her head.
Please. No.
John hunkers down and pushes the stake into Anna's chest. She gasps, turns her head, and shuts her eyes. Her skin wrinkles and turns grey. Damon frowns darkly as John stands and picks up the petrol can, splashing it around the basement, then backing up the wooden staircase. He lights the petrol trail. Flames rush down the stairs.
Are you okay?
It's like needles were piercing my skull and then it just stopped. I saw at least 5 vampires go down. They're taking them to your family's old building. It's the Gilbert device. It has to be.
But how did he get it to work? Bonnie unspelled it.
Maybe she didn't.
She did. We saw her do it.
I don't know. He's right. Think about it. We asked Bonnie to deactivate a device that can protect people against vampires.
So we could protect you.
And Damon. Vampires. Where's Damon?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since this started.
Can you get my brother? Take him home?
Of course.
Let's go.
Carol enters the sheriff's office.
Liz! Are you okay?
There's a key
what is
in my belt.
On?
There's a key in my belt. I need you to get it.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Something's happened to Richard. They took him.
Who took him?
Your deputies. I don't understand. He's not a vampire.
Let's go.
Some of the vampires come too in the burning basement at the doctor's office.
Leia. Is that you?
What are you doing here?
I'm a vampire.
What's your excuse?
Not really.
The vervain didn't affect you. You're not a vampire.
Who the hell are you?
You're Lockwood?
Mike breaks Richard's neck.
Hey, are you okay? Your side took the base hit.
Fine, I'm fine.
No, they need to check you out.
No, I'm fine, I'm fine. No. They're helping Tyler.
Pulse is steady.
A paramedic opens Tyler's eye and shines a light into it, then jerks back as the pupil dilates.
What the hell? What? What's wrong?
The eyes.
Tyler comes round, his eyes open.
What happened?
Dude, don't scare me like that.
Hey, she needs some help over here.
Caroline! Guys, over here.
Over there.
Caroline, hey. Caroline, hey. Wake up, baby. Hey, we're gonna get you help. Wake up, Caroline.
Wait, baby.
I can hear them. The building's on fire.
What?
Building's on fire.
Caroline fainted by the ambulance. John is outside the doctor's office. In the basement, Damon pushes himself onto his hands. A burning beam crashes down nearby.
Where's Damon?
With the rest of them. Where should be. It's over for Damon.
You're crazy.
Why? Because I'm doing what should have been done 145 years ago? This is the right thing, Elena.
To Stefan.
Go ahead. You won't make it out. It'll save me the trouble of killing you myself.
You know the building well. Is there another entrance in?
Utility door. There's one around the side.
She tries to follow Stefan, but John grabs her.
You take one more step and I'll alert those deputies that they missed a vampire.
I'm asking you not to.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
As my father, it should.
She looks up into his eyes. He stares back at her.
You know?
I wasn't sure. Now I am.
Bonnie finds Stefan in the alleyway by the doctor's office.
Hey, you can't go in there. The fire will take you out.
He's my brother, Bonnie.
He hurries inside and spots smoke wafting through the gap beneath the door to the basement. He grabs the door handle.
Stefan! Elena, you can't go in there. Bonnie, what are you doing?
I'm sorry I lied to you.
She holds Elena's hand and shuts her eyes.
Expiratuoculum in terra monsendium.
Bonnie, I've got to get in there.
In terra monsendium. Bis matosaribus adisto. Expiratuoculum.
Stefan throws the basement door open. Flames block the stairway.
Bis matosaribus adisto. Expiratuoculum. In terra monsendium. Bis matosaribus adisto.
The flames diminish, and Stefan runs into the basement. Damon's on his knees.
Damon! Come on. Hurry.
Stefan rushes up the stairs with Damon. Another vampire perishes as the flames reignite.
Terra monsendium, bis matosaribus adisto.
Bonnie, what is it? Are they gonna be okay?
Stefan stumbles out of the building, his arm around a groggy Damon. A fire truck is parked outside the doctor's office. Stefan heads into the Mystic Grill and finds Elena.
The fire's out. The story is that the building's old wiring is what caused it.
Do you see where Damon went?
No, he just kind of disappeared.
Figures.
Elena embraces Stefan.
I'm so glad you're okay.
I try so hard to hate him. I guess it's just pointless.
You care about him. So do I. But I love you, Stefan. And I know that you're worried about that.
No, I just... You know, I know my brother.
But I love you, Stefan.
I know the trouble he can cause.
I love you, Stefan. You.
She holds his head in her hands, looks into his eyes, and kisses him. He smiles and nods at her.
You have nothing to worry about. Okay? So, Jenna called. Jeremy's home. I'm just gonna run over to the school to pick up my dress, my clothes, the rest of my stuff, and then I'll check on him.
Jeremy sits up on his bed at home and eyes the file of blood that Anna gave to him. He stands up and crosses the room, then puts the file into a drawer in his desk. He turns around. Damon leans in the doorway behind him.
What are you doing here?
Anna's dead.
I figured that once they took her away.
I know you cared about her.
Yeah, I did.
I saw her killed. I was watching, and all I could think about was... I wanted to help her. But I couldn't.
Why are you telling me all this?
I took away your suffering once before. I can do it again. But it's your choice.
Look, I know you think you took it away, but it's still there. Even if I can't remember why, I still feel empty. alone. And making me forget won't fix it. It won't fix what's really wrong.
What I did to Vicky was wrong. Sorry for my part.
Jeremy frowns and nods. Damon turns around and heads for the door.
Anna said that vampires don't have to feel pain, that they could turn it off if they shut out their humanity.
It's very true.
Is it easier that way?
Is what easier?
Life.
Life sucks either way, Jeremy. At least if you're a vampire, you don't have to feel bad about it if you don't want to.
Is that what you did?
I did it for a very long time. And life was a lot easier.
Damon goes. Tyler finds Matt sitting in the ER waiting room at the hospital.
Hey, man. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even know what happened.
It's okay, man. It's all right.
Tyler sits down next to him. Forbes comes through a door nearby. Matt stands up.
What's happening? Is she all right?
There was some internal bleeding. They're taking her into surgery.
What else did they say? Is she gonna be okay?
They're gonna do everything they can.
Matt nods sadly and sits back down.
Tyler, have you talked to your mom?
I left her a message telling her I was here.
You need to call her.
What is it?
It's your dad.
Jeremy goes into the bathroom at home and looks at himself in the mirror. He fingers the phial of Anna's blood, then looks down and unscrews the cap. He gulps down the blood, then takes a wash bag out of a drawer below the sink. He takes a big bottle of pills out of the wash bag. The label reads, Elena Gilbert. It's from the Mystic Falls Drug Mart. He opens the bottle and pours the pills out onto the counter, then pours a glass of water and picks up one of the pills. He holds it up shakily in his hand.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
You just missed Elena.
I was looking for you, actually.
Oh.
Elena is my best friend. And because she loves you, I couldn't let you or Damon die in that fire.
I'm very grateful, Bonnie. I hope you know that.
I do. But I hope you know that things have to change. Damon has to change.
We both want the same thing.
We both want to protect the people we care about. The difference is for you, Damon is one of them. You saw what I was able to do tonight. I know who I am now. And if Damon spills so much as one drop of innocent blood, I'll take him down. Even if I have to take you with him.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Let's hope it doesn't.
Elena heads home. Damon comes out of the front door. She stops as he steps onto the porch.
What are you doing here?
Failed and feeble attempt at doing the right thing.
Which was?
It's not important. Let me take this away.
He takes her bags from her and puts them on a chair nearby.
Thank you.
You know, I came in this town wanting to destroy it. Tonight, I found myself wanting to protect it. does that happen? I'm not a hero, Elena. I don't do good. It's not in me.
Maybe it is.
No. No, it's reserved for my brother and you and Bonnie. Even though she has every reason to hate me, still help Stefan save me.
Why do you sound so surprised?
Because she did it for you. Which means that somewhere along the way, you decided that I was worth saving. And I wanted to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
He looks into her eyes, then leans in and kisses her softly on the cheek. And the silence around you. As he pulls away, they look into each other's eyes for a long moment. Then Damon leans towards her slowly. She lifts her chin as he kisses her lips. They kiss softly, then he reaches for her and gently holds her face as their kiss intensifies. Jenna opens the front door and looks at them, surprised.
Hi. It's late. You should probably come inside.
Jenna eyes them open-mouthed as Elena grabs her stuff and goes inside. Jenna closes the front door after her.
What are you doing? I don't want to talk about it.
Damon loiters on the porch, touches his lips, then slips away into the night. In the bathroom, the glass of water and pill bottle stand empty. Jeremy crawls into his bed and lies down on his side. He stares into the distance and looks a little shaky. He shuts his eyes. In the kitchen, John puts his jacket on the back of a chair and opens up the fridge. He shuts it, then spots Elena in the doorway and jumps.
You scared me.
Sorry.
You know, I first met Isabel when I was a teenager. I fell in love with her instantly, although I'm pretty sure she never loved me. She was special. And part of why I hate the vampires so much is because of what she became. How it ruined her. I never would have sent her to Damon had I known she wanted to turn. It's my fault. I'm telling you this because I hope maybe you'd understand.
Thank you.
Can I help?
She looks at his fingers on the counter.
Sure.
She chops them off with a knife and grabs him.
Hello, John. Goodbye, John.
She stabs him in the stomach.
I looked everywhere. Yeah, someone definitely took my stuff. I just gotta check on Jeremy before I go to the hospital. Can you meet me there? Okay. I love you, Stefan.
It's the real Elena on the front porch. She goes inside.
Jeremy? Are you up?
Hearing the noise, she heads for the kitchen. ITFC, audio description.
So last night we watched all your tapes. We could not decide which of you to send home. So we came up with a plan. You're all gonna get given the same piece of music, the same track, and then we challenge each of you to come on this stage and perform for us.
America's Got Talent, next.